and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked On Houston Astros, and we hope that you join us for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at Eric Talk Stros. You can find the show at Locked On Astros. Your team, every day. Brett, where can they find you at?
They can find me at H-Town Wheelhouse on Twitter and at Stros411 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Always positive, always Stros.
All right, and then happy New Year's Eve. I've been saying all day Christmas Eve for some reason. Christmas is over, Eric. It's New Year's. It's time to celebrate a new year, literally, and getting out of this crappy 2020 and moving on to 2021, where the Astros are going to win another World Series. And what we're going to do is we don't have all the resolutions for Houston Astros, but we're going to throw out a few of them on tonight's podcast. And you can get Locked On Astros on the podcast app Himalaya, as well as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. And when you get in your car, tell your smart device, play a podcast, Locked On Astros. All right, so Brett, before we get to kind of what I came up with, is there anything on top of your head that you think the Astros need to do better in 2021 to win the World Series?
Well, they need to get back to being more consistent on the field. We saw that the Astros would go out and their bats were hot and their pitching wasn't matching, or their pitching was doing well and they weren't getting much run support. They played really tight. You can't use the excuse that it was 2020 and it was a shortened season, because everybody was dealing with the same crap. The Astros didn't have to shut down but one or two practices because of COVID protocols or people being exposed. And so they didn't really deal with that. They were dealing with a mental
game. They lost a game. Didn't they lose a weekend series to the A's or something? Like maybe
but
one
that was,
game?
But that was because of Oakland. That wasn't because of the Astros.
Okay, right? Yeah, but they were still affected.
Okay, exactly. Okay, so I stand corrected, yes. So they were affected that one series. But they didn't play like themselves a lot. The MVPs really of the season were the young pitchers, the young pitching staff, and just seeing them come alive, seeing them do a good job. They need consistency. They need consistency on the field. They need consistency at the plate, and they need consistency in the relief area. Hopefully we can get somebody to help us out in the bullpen.
I didn't actually get to that part, but the Astros were actually, I want to say like sixth or seventh in saves, with like 17 saves overall. One of my thing was a better performance by the closer. And by closer, I mean Ryan Pressly. He's got to do better than what he did in 2020, for that matter, for what he did in the 2019 playoffs. Granted, that was because of an injury, but last year he just didn't look like he was in his swing of things. And so I think that if they don't go out there and get a closer, they definitely need a better performance from Ryan Pressly than what they got in 2020, which is
Ryan Pressly. Actually, he's been deemed as the guy. Right. James Click has said he's my man for 2021. So, like you said, unless they sign a Liam Hendricks or someone like that going into the season, it's him. Your setup guy, I'm assuming, is going to be Paredes, and then you have Pressly closing. So, well, hey, man,
it wasn't as bad as I thought it was. I don't know if I just remembered maybe the playoffs, or I don't remember, but in 21 innings, he did have 12 saves in 23 games. He had a 3.43 ERA. He had a 12.4 strikeouts per nine innings. But I think that I just remember some games where it kind of got away from them. He did have three losses. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. So there's three games that he should have closed, but he ended up being a loss or something like that. So if it is Ryan Pressly, I have total faith in him. He just needs to get it done more regularly. But at the same time, Brooks Raley shouldn't lead the Astros in holds with six.
I think it's great that you have total faith in Ryan Pressly. I do not. I think Ryan Pressly actually is a better setup guy. I think Ryan Pressly fits better in a bullpen in that role.
You get now, what you get, and you don't throw a fit.
Not if there's a closer out there that I can sign for a decent amount and get on my team. You see what I'm saying? I mean, I want the guys at their max level at the best position, not just, oh, because we got to throw them in there. I think this team is poised to win in 2021. But, and I'll wrap this up here, I think Presley is a better setup guy. I think it would be great to have Anoli Paredes, have Presley, and then have your closer come in. I'm hoping that someone like Liam Hendricks.
Okay, we will see. Liam Hendricks is a guy I would love to see in the bullpen, but let's move on. I want the Astros to get back to having fun like they did in the playoffs. They were having fun. They're enjoying playing baseball again. That's what they didn't get to do during the 2020 regular season because everybody kept on asking them, well, how about banning trash cans and how about this, yada, yada. But the Astros need to get back to having fun and kind of going along with that. Jose Altuve must get that chip off his shoulder. It's over with. He played through a whole season with it. He wasn't his best self, and he definitely struggled defensively in the playoffs. But this guy is your team leader, and he needs to step back up because somebody else is about to take over.
Yeah, that's right. You know, Jose Altuve, I think, returns to form in 2021. I have some people commenting to me personally in conversations about, oh, I'm concerned about Altuve. He's going to be another guy that's just going to be in decline. And I'm like, no. You know, that was 2020. And you know, again, there's not really any room to make excuses, but there are a lot of things that piled on him in that time. And you're right. They looked like they were having fun in the playoffs. When they got to the playoffs, literally not a single person, not even Richard Justice, homeboy, Houston Chronicle homeboy himself, didn't even pick the Astros to get out of the first round of the playoffs against the Twins. And so the Astros, I think, play best when they got their backs against the wall. They play, they're like a Wolverine cornered by a bear. They have fight in them, and they got back to that joy. Now, what's going to be interesting about getting and having fun in the playoffs is we're probably not going to have George Springer, Eric. And George Springer was a catalyst for a lot of those fun times, the starter of Club Astro, all those different things. So that may have an effect on their fun getting started at some point in the season, but I think they still have enough personality for that to happen.
Yeah, well, definitely that's going to be my next thing that the Astros need to do better in 2020, and I will talk about that in a second. But guys, are we ready for some football? College football heads into the bowl season, and there are some big matchups this weekend. NFL regular season is finishing up with the playoff picture becoming clear. There's only one place that has you covered and one place that we trust. BetOnline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at BetOnline.ag and use that promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. I know yesterday we were talking about Pete Rose, but what I bet there's some odds out there on what team George Springer would be going to. And I'm sure if you go to BetOnline.ag, you can say, oh, the Mets are a, I can't say it, but you have to go look it up. And maybe the Blue Jays are on there. Maybe the Astros are on there at the very bottom or something like that. But if you really want to know what people think the Astros odds are of bringing him back, why don't you go check out betonline.ag. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in action. Don't forget to use that promo code locked on to receive 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Betonline.com, your online sports expert.
With all this offseason talk about various moves and San Diego Padres doing this and the Astros, what are they doing? Locked on Astros, we've made an offseason acquisition of our own. We've decided to tender a contract with Belching Beaver Brewery. The brew was created from a desire to make great beer and have damn good times. They launched in 2012. Theirs is an award-winning craft beer while also being whimsical and fun to inspire good times to be had by all. Here are my H-Town Wheelhouse top three reasons why you should drink on with Belching Beaver. Number one, each Belching Beaver beer release carries its own individual style and personality. Two, they make beer for everyone and all palates, from easy drinking blondes, triple IPAs, milk stouts, as well as sours and barrel-aged beers. Belching Beaver Brewery has it. In 2019, they expanded into Texas as a part of a partnership with Ambient Distribution Company. So they'll be coming to Texas in 2021. Good times to you, my friend, and welcome to the Beaver family. Go to belchingbeaver.com. Check it out. It's a great place to go.
All right. And guys, happy new year once again from your friends at the Locked On Astros podcast. Thank you for making 2020 a successful season. If you think about it, there was a work stoppage where there's no baseball and y'all still listen to the podcast. We actually, what did we do? We did like 60% more than we did last
year. No, 80%. We were 80% higher listeners, downloads than we were in 2019. And, you know, Eric,
I was a solo podcast at that time. So
that's but still, it's a shortened season. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff going on. People are distracted. We are so thankful. We are so humbled that you guys tune in to us. And we hear a lot of it from Twitter. You let us know. And honestly, from the bottom of our hearts, you've made our 2020 as much crap as we've gone through. You've rode along with us. And we hope that we've given you guys some lifts. We hope that we've made you smile, and just it's something we enjoy. I love doing this. I'm so thankful that Eric brought me on. I'm looking forward to 2021. I'm even more stoked for this next season. I think than an upcoming baseball season than I've ever been. And Locked On Astros, we're going to do our best to continue to bring you interesting guests. We're going to try to get people connected with various organizations, authors, announcers, stuff like that. So you guys continue to listen. Thank y'all so much for a great year. I'm so thankful that we have gone through what we've gone through because we're better for it.
All righty. So let's get back to our 2021 Astros New Year's resolutions. And I think we do have a new Charles Oakley of the Houston Astros, and that is Carlos Correa. Carlos Correa is not going to let anybody talk crap about the Houston Astros. And hopefully the Astros will find a way to extend him because he is quietly becoming the team leader. I talked to Bill Brown a little bit about who was the team leader in the Biggio Bagwell clubhouse. And he mentioned that Bagwell was kind of a leader. He's just a quiet one. And I think Altuve is probably not as quiet as we think he is, but I think that Carlos Correa, with how he stood up to everybody this year, he's kind of endured himself to Astros fans. And the Astros really need to take advantage. If they're going to let George Springer go, who is the club Astro and everything, I think Carlos Correa is the guy who can carry this this torch on that George Springer will be leaving. So this is a guy with some energy, and he's got some fire. And the Astros really need to do the best to lock him up.
Yeah, they need to lock him up. They need to do this, I believe. They need to go ahead and offer him the arbitration, okay? Because here's the thing. If you buy him out or you sign him to a long-term deal...
I think they've already agreed to the deals. They've already agreed to the deals and...
agreed? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so
they tendered him the contract, so there's no...
But they just haven't announced how much it is, right?
Right. So they've announced that they've agreed to a deal, and so they're going to avoid arbitration for the first time in a while, because Jeff Luno was not afraid to go to arbitration. So they've already 2021 is already, I don't know. Okay. I don't remember if the numbers were there, but it's already settled.
Okay. So then that changes, I guess, the course of my comment. So I guess with that being said, and I didn't realize that you would now have to, I would want to sign him before he hits free agent market. I don't want Carlos Correa hitting training. Free agency.
I think they're going to do the same thing they did with Alex Bregman, Jose Altuve. Why not? That's what Jim Crane likes to do. We saw even last year, they didn't extend anybody, but they're able to do the apology press conference as everybody mocks it. But so
yeah, that was
that was pretty brutal. As Astros fan, that was pretty brutal.
But, as my kids would say, that was cringy.
Yes. So I think 2020 and what happened after the 2019 season, that was a slap to the face to a lot of Astros fans. And Jose Altuve was not the only one who kind of struggled last year. Alex Bregman, granted, it's a shortened season, but he didn't have that same moxie that he's had. This was a guy that I always described as arrogant on the baseball field. And he knew it. And when you're that good, you can be arrogant like that. He wasn't the same player last year. We saw glimpses of it in the playoffs a little bit, but I think he can also be one of those guys that kind of carries on not really the club Astros thing. I don't know how much his dancing is. I'll have to Somebody will have to ask his wife, but I know that he does have the stare. He does the dugout stuff. That's what the Astros need. They need that stuff. And it's good for baseball. I don't care what other teams say. Everybody was doing it. So it's just like, just bring back the fun to the Houston Astros.
Here's another thing they need to do. They need to sign a veteran outfielder to join Kyle Tucker. Eric, I really think that Kyle Tucker and Yordan Alvarez are going to be a force to be reckoned with. They are going to be a 1-2 punch in this lineup.
He's not going to play outfield a lot.
No.
Okay.
I said power. Offensive. They're home runs. They're going to absolutely obliterate the ball in the competition offensively. Kyle Tucker does need a veteran. I would like a part of that New Year's resolution to be a Michael Brantley, okay? Mm-hmm. And like a Kevin Pillar. Someone that you're not going to have to go out and spend a lot of money on.
Kiermaier.
Kevin Kiermaier is a trade piece. Who are you going to trade? I'm not trading anybody. They're not going to take Miles Straw for Kevin Kiermaier. No, they won't. No offense, but that trade's not happening. The Astros aren't going to – here's the thing. The Rays just got rid of Blake Snell for a bunch of prospects. They're looking to get prospects. We don't have prospects to give them because Jeremy our minor system is depleted.
Okay, don't throw stuff at me.
Oh, jeez Louise. Eric, you're smoking crack tonight, dude. but here's the thing. We've got to get a veteran outfielder, and you don't have to spend a lot of money. And the reason why I want – so if we get Brantley, we get a budget center fielder, or we go out and get Jackie Bradley Jr., and we get a budget left field guy. You know what I'm saying?
If we get Michael Brantley back, I would be fine with Miles Straw in center field if we get a closer.
What if we got Jackie Bradley Jr. and Robbie Grossman? Robbie Grossman's a left fielder, isn't he? I'm just saying. I mean, he's not
– Same thing with Jason Castro. Like we haven't talked about Jason Castro, by the way. What do you think about that? So should a New Year resolutions for the Astros is to mend ties with Jason Castro and bring him back on home. What do you think?
Bring him home, pay him like $4 million. Don't pay him any more than don't pay him $9 million. Give him $4 million. Let him go out there. Let him get a couple key, hits in a game. Let him hit a home run. You know, he doesn't have to be 2013 Jason Castro, because I listened to the podcast you did when you spoke about him. And we don't need him to be the 2013 guy. We need him to be the defensive veteran catcher for the young pitchers. And I'm sorry, but everybody that has been out there saying Jason Castro would be a horrible waste of money and time. You guys obviously don't pay attention to much baseball. You are just fans of, you think we should sign all the free agents. You think we should sign Springer and Brantley and Correa and McCullers and everybody. Well, we can't do that.
Yeah. I mean, can I throw some reality your way? If there is only $37 million available for the Astros, you're going to have to use 21 of that for Michael Brantley. So that doesn't give you that much left over.
Well, no. Well, and that's why I said if you go Brantley, that's a good budget, because we have – I mean, let's see, here's a problem. I really think bullpen is their – should be their number one priority.
Yeah. So I think if you go out there and get Michael Brantley and a closer – type a back end reliever, that would be better than going out and getting two outfielders. Jason Castro, I don't think that's going to cost that much. I don't know exactly off the top of my head. I think his value is about $3 million, but I think the Astros could probably get him for a little bit less than that. I think the Astros need to hit better. They hit 240 as a team last year. The Red Sox, who are terrible, they hit 264. They need to have better OPS. They're 720. The Yankees had the best OPS with a 789. And the Astros, you ready for this? They hit 69 homers. Nice. And the White Sox hit 96 homers. A couple of positive things I was looking at when I was looking at stats, and then I'll let you kind of close off the show. But the Astros were the lowest in strikeouts with 440. They're at the bottom of the barrel. And strikeouts. That just shows that the other seasons weren't a fluke. They don't strike out a lot. They didn't make great contact last year. They didn't have a lot of luck involved, but they did make contact. They didn't strike out as much. So shut up about the freaking trash cans.
Yeah, no, man, you're like a Lord of the Rings movie. You had like four endings there. You threw it to me like four times, and I'm joking. So here's what I want to end on, and I'm going to throw it to you, and you're going to end it, because this is the last show of 2020. I'm going to make a New Year's resolution. Okay, I'm looking at our listenership, and 60% of our downloads come from Texas, 12% come from California, 6% come from Louisiana. New York's kind of fallen off the map there. They're like 1%. That's hilarious. They used to follow a lot more closely.
Hey, Michelle, where are you?
I want our California listenership to go up to 15%, and I want our Texas listenership to go up to 75%. My New Year's resolution is that we make it into the top 20. Okay, the top 20 podcasts for baseball, for Apple, 10 times during the season, 10 times. That's my New Year's resolution. That's what we're going to do. That's my commitment. What about you? What's your New Year's resolution?
As the kids would say, bet. So speaking of betting on that, betting on the Astros doesn't have to be a guessing game. If you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q, I'll answer your question in a second. And handicapping expert Lee Sterling, get daily picks and quick hitting advice to make your make the smartest possible wager. Subscribe to the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag, wherever you get your podcast. And my New Year's resolutions for the Locked On Astros podcast is to keep the heat coming. I want to make sure we keep on producing a great show every day. And that's what we try to do on the Locked On Astros podcast. And speaking of that, we will see you next year.